Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, in for Roland Giacopetti on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, we have Andrea Granahan, an award-winning investigative reporter and author, whose new memoir, Loving David, A Man's Epic Love and Courage Facing Death, is about her late husband, David Granahan. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning there. How are you, Charles?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming in. Tell us about this new memoir and tell us about David.
Okay. Well, I first want to invite everyone to come and hear more about it on March 29th, that's Friday evening, at 7 o'clock at the Occidental Center for the Arts. We'll be doing a book launch. There will be some refreshments there, and admission is free. And
Excellent.
Then you can hear in more depth. And there'll be sort of a slideshow there with some of David's work. My late husband was an artist and a builder. He got nicknamed the Master Builder of the West County for the very difficult homes, you know.
Oh, yes.
Very far out homes that he would build for people that other contractors would look at and tremble when they saw. That he was also a sculptor, a very fine sculptor. And my home is actually a gallery of his work. He was an unusual man in that he's what psychologists call initiator males. Without being at all machismo or having to prove anything, younger men looked up to him to try and understand how to be a man in our society. We had an unusual love story, and that's what I've written about. Some people would have called it scandalous. We first met when I was 17, and I was on my way to get my marriage license with my first husband. That was my first meeting with him. He told me 5 years later when we got together that he had fallen in love with me at that moment. But he was biding his time. And he was already engaged to his high school sweetheart. On our honeymoon, we visited him and his high school sweetheart. And on their honeymoon, 4 months later, they visited us. So we used to joke we had honeymoon together, but with the wrong mates.
Right.
So 5 years later, he traded a piece of his sculpture for a car, $100, and a bottle of champagne. By this time, I was living on the West Coast. And he decided, he was divorced by this time. And he decided he would check on me and just see. He said he was going to find out if I was happy. If I was happy, he'd not say a word. But if I was unhappy, he was going to speak his mind about how he felt about me.
Wow.
And I was acutely miserable.
Oh.
His first wife is working on her seventh marriage. My first husband is working on his fourth. But he and I, when we got together, it took. We were married 34 years until he died. And I wish we still were.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like this is a very touching personal memoir about your relationship.
Well, it's a little exciting. We did some exciting things, too.
Sure.
Well, we went to live on a Greek island for 2 years. We traveled behind the Iron Curtain briefly, and he had to get between me and a Bulgarian gun.
Whoa.
And then we moved to Sonoma County after doing this epic cross-country trip with the children, all in a Plymouth Valiant, loaded down with absolutely everything we owned. It was so loaded down every night when we would camp, he would take out a jack and jack up the car to relieve the weight on the springs. But we crossed the Rockies in the Sierra. It took us a long time because we could only go 35 miles an hour. And we made it to California. And then for 2 years, we lived without power or running water with three children.
Wow.
One in diapers because we were building our home in the forest. So there are some exciting parts in there, too.
That sounds great. Well, the book, again, Loving David, A Man's Epic Love and Courage Facing Death by Andrea Granahan. That book is available when Andrea reads and appears at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Friday, March 29th, 7 p.m., and it is free. Thank you so much for coming in, Andrea.
Thank you.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson in for Roland Giacopetti for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.